Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over our lives. We honor you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We honor you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We return all glory unto you, O Lord. For you, the Lord, you are great. O Father, we bless your name. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We lift up our hands and we say you are faithful. You are a gracious God. For your mercy, O Lord, you are full of compassion. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We worship you. You are good unto us. And Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 27th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I take prophetic stand over this day and I legislate blessing as my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my life aligned with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my heritage is blessing. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. I rest the banner of the Lord over this day. I declare that the banner of the Lord over me is love, is peace, and is joy. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every manipulation of the enemy over my day. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic transaction from the dream that I want to proceed into my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic transaction, demonic schedule, demonic agenda over my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I declare that no weapon that is formed against me today will prosper. No weapon that is raised against me today will prosper. And every tongue that speaks evil, that declares evil concerning me continuously, such tongue is condemned, and their words are made of no effect. Their words turn around and betray them. Their evil words follow them all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gates of blessings of this day. I cancel every evil language that is in this day. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Language of sickness, of infirmity, I cancel you. I release the language of grace, the language of blessing, the language of peace and joy into my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare, I lift up the name of the Lord over my day. I declare that the righteousness of the Lord becomes my banner today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, O this day, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, this day, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, I go forward today. I am not going backward. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I connect with the unlimited supply of the Lord. For he has said in his word that he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I connect myself with the supply of God's provision for me. In the name of Jesus, I receive help from the presence of the Lord. The grace of the Lord is upon me. The presence of the Lord is with me. I become a light that shines in every dark corners of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my seat is not in the corners of death, not in the corners of sickness and evil in this day, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I declare I will not walk into evil. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Tragedy is not my portion. I am secured by the blood of Jesus. I declare today the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is upon my life in the name of Jesus. I speak to every second, every minute, every hour of this day. You will produce the evidence of the blessings of the Lord upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon my life. I am blessed of the Lord. Whatever I lay my hands upon today shall prosper. The grace of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord is upon my life in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. The favor of the Lord follows me in the name of Jesus. For surely goodness and mercy becomes my portion in the name of Jesus. I declare today, the word of the Lord says he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I declare today that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Today is Thursday, the 27th of November, 2025. Oh, like we've been announcing over and over to you, today is our program by the grace of God by 12 noon. The title of the program is His Presence. Today, by 12 noon, we'll be coming together in the presence of the Lord to receive from Him. By 12 noon today at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. The hall is inside Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Pafo Arena along Songo Eleyele Road at Ijokodo Junction. The Lord bless you as you prepare to be part of this program. By the grace of God, myself and other brethren will be looking forward to receive you to be a part of this program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Remember, I told you that you should always remember Nigeria. Remember this nation in your prayers. Lift up your voice and speak to the Lord concerning Nigeria, that the peace of the Lord will reign, that the grace of the Lord will be made available unto his people in the name of Jesus, that will take this nation for the Lord, the government and people, the land and all its wealth. We declare that the Lord will secure our borders in the name of Jesus. Pray that the hand of the Lord will be heavy on those that perpetrate evil in this nation in the name of Jesus. Ask that the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the gospel in this nation. Ask that the Lord will arise and he will scatter the camp of the enemy, those that are plant evil for this nation, that the Lord will turn their evil upon them. Let us declare and tell the Lord to arise in his power and fight for the cause of the gospel and fight for the cause of the righteous, that the Lord will arise and stop this needless killing in this nation, that the peace and the joy of the Lord will reign in this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today, I want you to turn your scripture with me to the book of Psalm 27, verse 14. The scripture says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Beloved, we know this scripture passage by heart. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, "But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Now, there is a place of waiting for every believer, for everyone on this earth. There is a place of waiting. The place of your waiting room is the place where courage is built in the Lord. Your waiting room is the place where your courage is built in the Lord. Because sincerely, it takes courage in the Lord to wait in this present time, in this world where everything is done in the instant, where every decision is made in the instant. But there is a difference in our life as a believer in this present world, and the difference is our courage is built in our place of waiting. Wait upon the Lord. Your strength, your courage is forged in the classroom of waiting. Your strength is forged in the place of waiting upon the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Before the strength come, then there is a place of waiting. Before you have access to the strength, you have to wait on the Lord. Understand that courage is not the absence of fear. Your courage is built and is forged in the furnace. It is right in the middle of the troubles and attack that the enemy rises against you, and you are in the place of waiting upon the Lord. It is right there in the furnace of this that your courage is built in the Lord, because because you are waiting upon him. It is in this place your strength is given, in the place of your waiting, before you jump ahead of the Holy Spirit. Remember this, that your strength is made in the place of waiting. Waiting on the Lord is a declaration of your absolute trust in the Lord. It's a declaration of your absolute faith in him. It's your declaration of your absolute trust in the Lord, even in the face of tension. Look at the scripture very well. Go and read the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, from the beginning to the end. Read about the life of David, right in the face of trouble, right in the face of encounter, when the enemy rises up against him. The Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. And after this, he will make inquiry. He will wait. He will always wait upon the Lord until he receive a word from him. For before he proceed, beloved, it is in the room of waiting that your courage is built. It is the place of your waiting that your faith in the Lord is built. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. I say, wait on the Lord. What, no matter what is happening around you, wait on the Lord. Don't be like Saul. He was supposed to wait until the arrival of Samuel, but he looked at the face of the people. He beheld the circumstances that surround him, and he jumped ahead of his instruction. Beloved, wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is when you wait on the Lord, you are telling the Lord that I trust you, even though I don't understand, like we said yesterday, even though I don't understand, but Lord, I believe in you. Even though I don't know what you are doing presently, even though it seems as if there is confusion everywhere, but I choose to trust you. I choose to wait upon you. Your waiting on the Lord does not mean you are inactive. Your period of waiting does not mean your period of inactive. It simply means that you are in a place of building up your strength. You are in a place of building up your courage that is enough to carry you through what is ahead of you. It does not mean that you are inactive. It does not mean that you don't know what you are doing, but you are building up, you are amassing enough strength for yourself to carry you through the challenges that is ahead of you. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seek him. Wait upon the Lord. I read Psalm 27 verse 14 again as I close. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes, you. I am speaking the word of the Lord to you. I am reading his word to you again. Before you take that step, the scripture is saying to you, Psalm 27, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and ask for his presence upon your life. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Do not look at people that have gone ahead. Wait on the Lord for his direction. Wait on the Lord for his voice. Wait on the Lord for strength. Wait on the Lord for courage. No matter how far they have gone, when your time, when he has released you, when the time he wants you to move is now. Oh, scripture says you will mount up with wings as eagle. You will run, you will not be tired. You will walk and you will not be weary. They will look at you and they will marvel, but they don't know that your strength, your courage is forged in the place of waiting. Wait on the Lord, dearly beloved. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. As you go today, the presence of God go with you in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. We have seen the scripture prophecy being fulfilled right in our days. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, we are meeting today by 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, today by 12 noon. God bless you.